On today's broadcast of From His Heart, there may be some hard things for those of us who have or are raising children to hear. But Pastor Jeff Shreve says, just hang in there.
This isn't designed to beat you up. This is designed to encourage you because the Lord knows where we're weak as parents. He knows where we're weak as kids, and He wants to help us. And you say, well, I'm a grandparent. Hey, great. God has a word He wants to speak to you. You say, well, Jeff, we don't have any kids. Well, God has a word that He wants to speak to our hearts today about training camp. That's what being a parent is. You're conducting training camp. Train up a child in the way he should go.
Children are a gift of the Lord, to be loved, enjoyed, and trained for godly maturity. But how can you train up your children to both love God and mature in their faith? This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and a practical message today for parents. Pastor Jeff's going to reveal common parenting mistakes and the godly solutions that will offer your child the best opportunity to grow into a godly, mature believer. The message today is entitled, Training Camp. It's one of six in the series, Modern Family, God's Wisdom for Today's Families. Now, these lessons can truly guide you and help you guard your family in these changing times. And you can find out how to get all of these lessons when you go to fromhisheart.org. Now, though, open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 6. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve, your instructor for Training Camp.
I believe one of the greatest blessings in life is the blessing of a child. The Bible says in Psalm 127, verse 3, behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Children make life fun. They make life exciting. You know, one of the things about kids is they're so unpredictable. You never know what a 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old might say. Why does God give us children? Is it just so we can laugh? Is it just so we can hear those things? I mean, that's a nice thing. That's a plus and a perk. But why does God give us children? Here's the answer. To love, to enjoy, and to train up to godly maturity. God gives us children to love, to enjoy, and the big key thing, to train up to godly maturity. Malachi chapter 2, verse 15 says this, didn't the Lord make you one with your wife? In body and spirit, you are His, and what does He want? Godly children from your union. God is looking for moms and dads to raise up godly children from their union, from their marriage. Children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows. Psalm 127, verse 4 goes on to say, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. God compares a child to an arrow. Now, if you think about an arrow, what was an arrow? Well, an arrow at one time was a crooked stick. And somebody took that stick and somebody worked on that stick and somebody shaped that stick and somebody sharpened that stick and somebody polished that stick and somebody prepared that stick so that stick could be put in the bow and shot at the enemy. That's what parents are for. Kids come to them as a crooked stick. And God says, parents, I want you to train up your children in the way they should go. I want you to work on that crooked stick to make that crooked stick an arrow that can be shot at the enemy that can make a difference for the kingdom of God. Now, I think that being a parent is really tough. Anybody in here would agree that being a parent is tough? Anybody brave enough to say, yeah, it's hard to be a parent. It's easy as a parent to get really down on yourself. You know, kids, sometimes you think, well, you know, my parents, they just think they know everything. We know we don't know everything. But you can kind of think that way. And listen, as we're in this series on modern family, God's wisdom for today's families, as we're talking today about parenting, it can be really easy to say, oh man, I am such a crummy parent. I'm such a rotten parent. I'm just ready to beat myself up. Jeff hasn't even said anything yet, and I got the whip out. I'm ready to give myself 50 lashes. Listen, as we talk today about parenting and parenthood, I don't want anybody to beat himself, herself up. I want us to receive from God, for God to show us areas where we need some help, and to allow him to help us. This isn't designed to beat you up. This is designed to encourage you, because the Lord knows where we're weak as parents. He knows where we're weak as kids, and he wants to help us. And you say, well, I'm a grandparent. Hey, great, God has a word he wants to speak to you. You say, well, Jeff, we don't have any kids. Well, God has a word that he wants to speak to you. Many of you are younger and you say, well, this is just for my parents. This is not for me. It is definitely for you. This is a message for everybody, because God wants to speak to our hearts today about training camp. That's what being a parent is. You're conducting training camp. Train up a child in the way he should go. So here's our question. How can you train up your children to godly maturity? Ephesians chapter 6, I'll begin reading in verse 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Mark that down, children. If you don't honor your parents, it's not going to go well with you, and you may die an untimely death. I didn't say that. That's what God says. Verse 3. Take it up with God if you don't like that. Now, here's our key verse that we're going to focus on today. It says, and fathers. That word can be translated parents. It's talking to fathers and it's talking to mothers. It gives it to fathers primarily because they're the head coach. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So many books have been written on parenting. I mean, the libraries are just filled with books. You can have secular books on parenting, psychological books on parenting, Christian books on parenting, so many things that you can find that are written about parenting, and a lot of them good things. But when it comes to parenting, God kind of just sums it up in one key verse, in just a short little verse. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Well, how can we do that? Two keys to training camp. Key number one, beware and avoid the common parenting mistakes. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, God gives us the negative and then he gives us the positive. So we're going to look at things to avoid. Do not provoke your children to anger. The word provoke to anger means to rouse wrath in your child, to exasperate your child, to make your child either blow up in anger and be just an angry kid that's always blowing up, or to be seething with anger. The scripture says, hey, watch out for that. Don't do that. Now, I think all of us who have kids would say, yeah, I don't want to do that. All of you young parents, you say, well, I don't want to do that. Well, avoid the common parenting mistakes, because there's certain things that we can do, sometimes out of ignorance and sometimes just out of selfishness or out of laziness or whatever it might be, that we can do that does provoke anger. So avoid the common parenting mistakes. I'm going to give you six of them. Number one, if you are overly protective, you will provoke your children to anger. The overly protective parent. So many parents fall into that category. You're overly protective. Greg Speck, when he was here, he talked about the helicopter parent that just hovers over their kids everywhere they go. They're just hovering over them like a helicopter, and they don't give them any space. They just parent on a really short leash, and they're just so involved in their kids' lives, too involved. Hey, involvement is good, but it's not good to be overly involved. And these people are just overly involved. They don't let their kids fight their own battles. They're always involved in anything that their kid is doing. And if they feel like their kid is not being treated right, boy, they're there to just pounce. If their kid has a conflict with another kid, boy, they're there right in the thick of it. They're just overly involved and overly protective. So many parents, because you're overly protective, you're not teaching your kid how to grow up to be independent, how to be emotionally healthy and spiritually healthy, and you make them attached to you and dependent upon you. That's not what God wants you to do. If you do that, you will provoke them to anger. You know why? Because they're not going to be able to fly. And they're going to say, why didn't you teach me, Mom and Dad, how to fly? Why were you hovering over me all the time? Why did you have me on such a short leash? And now I can't function right, and I'm not developed enough to make it on my own. Now, two words to parents who tend to fall in the category, and they're good people that fall into this category. They just get too protective. Two words, I believe they're words God put in my heart to go to you from God. Two words, write them down. Here are the two words. If you are overly protective, and you can ask your child if you're overly protective, but if you fall into that category, here are the two words, back off. Good two words, back off. Shut down the helicopter. Let your kid fight her own battles, his own battles. And just give them some space and trust them. And you say, well, what if they make mistakes? Well, who doesn't make mistakes? We learn from making mistakes. You know, one of the things that was hard for me to learn, but so important for me to learn, my youngest daughter, Sarah, taught me this. See, here I am, and as I watch my kids grow up, you know, the stage of a child's life that I just think is awesome, that little 4 or 5-year-old stage when they just say the funniest things, and you can put them in your lap and read stories to them and do things, and they're just a sponge with things. I love that. And having three girls, and my girls would just want to sit in their dad's lap, and I'd put them to bed at night, and I'd read them stories, and we'd have fun together, and we'd hold hands in the car. I love that. Well, as they got older, they didn't want to sit in my lap. They didn't want to read stories. They didn't want to hold hands. I would always do that with Sarah. You know, she's like 18 and we're in the car. Hey, you want to hold hands? No, you know, go away. I don't want to hold your hand. I'd be like, well, you used to. She goes, yeah, when I was 5. And you know what she told me? She told me, she said, listen, Dad. She said, you need to understand something. I'm not a little girl anymore. And if you keep treating me or wanting me to be like a little girl, I'm not going to want to be around you because I need you to treat me like an adult. And here she is. She's almost 21 years old. Well, I didn't like to hear that at first, but I needed to hear that because it's like, you know what? I got to switch gears. My kids aren't little anymore. I don't need to treat them like little kids. I need to treat them like mature adults, like, you know, young women in their, you know, late teens and early 20s, and they make their own decisions now, and they're adults, and I need to treat them as such. You know what parenting is? Parenting is going from being the manager when they're little to being the consultant as they get older. And sometimes people don't make that transition very well, and some mothers don't make that very well with their sons, and they're constantly mothering them and overprotecting them and hovering over them, and the kid's 40. You know what happens, moms, if you do that stuff? Let me tell you, your son will not want to be around you because you make him feel like a little kid, and he doesn't want that. I have a friend of mine, and his mother did that all the time, and you know what he did? He moved 1,200 miles away just to get distance from the helicopter mother. So beware of that. If you're overly protective, you'll provoke them to anger. Number two, if you are overly permissive you will provoke them to anger. Now, an overly permissive parent is 180 degrees different from their overly protective parent. This is the parent, overly permissive, that has no rules. They have a home that's Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right. Hey, whatever you do, kid, it's just right, because we don't have curfew and we don't have rules, and I'm not going to make you clean up your room and any of that stuff. And it becomes, the home becomes kid CEO, and the kid rules the home. And there's no training and there's no discipline. It's just totally permissive. You hear some parents are like, well, we're not going to take our kids to church because we think they should decide about that. And so we don't tell them anything that would influence them in that direction. Well, how stupid is that? Ephesians 6:4, bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. But listen, if you raise your kids and you don't tell them where the out of bounds markers are, you don't have any rules, there's no structure in your home, you're going to provoke them to anger, because you're going to teach them lessons that aren't true and aren't right. Life is not like that. There are boundary markers to life. God set up boundary markers in life. And home with parents, that's training camp to teach your kid how life goes. So if you're overly permissive, you'll provoke them to anger. Proverbs 13:24 says, he who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. Number three, if you play favorites, you'll provoke them to anger. Playing favorites. You have, obviously, you have to have more than one child to play favorites, right? But say some parents start to really favor one. Why? Because let's say they have two children. And one is just excelling, and one is doing great in school and great in sports and great in this and great in that, and the other one is just struggling. Or one is just very compliant, very easy to parent, and the other one is a difficult child. They'd be difficult for James Dobson to parent. They're just tough. How do they get like that? They come out of the womb that way, right? There's some sticks that are more bent than others, and so you're just like, I gotta make an arrow out of you, and it's difficult. And so it's very easy to start saying, why? I wish you were more like your sister. I wish you studied more like your sister. I wish you were a better ball player like your brother. I wish you would do this like your brother, your sister. Compare the two. And the kid begins to learn pretty quickly, mom, dad seem to like my brother more than they like me. They seem to like my sister more than they like me. And it creates sibling rivalry, and it's never good to play favorites. You know who played favorites in the Bible? Isaac. Isaac, the son of Abraham. Isaac had a wife, Rebekah, and they had twin boys, Esau and Jacob. And Isaac loved Esau because Esau was a man. He was a man's man. He was a hairy guy who liked to hunt and fish and burp and all that kind of stuff. And Isaac said, man, you're my boy. And Rebekah liked Jacob, who was more like an interior decorator. I mean, he was just kind of a soft guy, a smooth guy, and she liked him. And so they played favorites, caused all kinds of problems. And Jacob grew up in that weird home where mom and dad played favorites. And what did he do? Well, he had 12 sons. Two wives, he had Leah and Rachel. Now, he loved Rachel. He got stuck with Leah. Remember in the story, he worked for Laban, and Laban says, if you'll work for me for 7 years, I'll let you marry my daughter, Rachel. He said, man, that's great, because I love Rachel. But when it came time for the wedding, Laban did a switcheroo, gave him the oldest daughter, Leah. Well, the Bible says this, Rachel was beautiful in form and face. Leah had weak eyes. You say, well, what does that mean? It means she looked a whole lot better in the dark. I mean, she was just one of those, turn the light off, Leah's coming. She was one of those. And well, he didn't want Leah, right? Leah could produce a lot of children, and Rachel couldn't produce any children. And so Leah had all these children thinking, well, now he's going to love me because I produced all these children. But finally, Rachel had a son, Joseph. And man, he loved Rachel, and he loved her child, Joseph, his son of the woman that he really loved. And so he played favorites And he bought Joseph a birthday present. Didn't get any of the other boys anything, but bought Joseph a birthday present, coat of many colors. And the scripture says this, Genesis 37:4. And Joseph's brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers. And so they hated Joseph and could not speak to him on friendly terms. Created such a rift in the family, such a problem in the family. Why? Because dad favors this one. Watch that, parents. Don't fall into that trap of playing favorites. Number four, beware and avoid. We're talking about common parenting mistakes. Parenting mistake number four, if you set unrealistic goals, you'll provoke your children to anger. Unrealistic goals. Well, what does that mean? That means you push your child and push your child and push your child to achieve all the things that you weren't able to achieve. You try and live your life through your child. Well, I wasn't very good in sports, but man, I got a son and he's going to be good in sports, and I'm going to just push him and push him and push him. Some women are like this with their kids, and they want their child to be a beauty queen, and so they push and push and push. I want you to get all A's, and push and push and push. All these different things that they want them to do, trying to live their life through their kids. Don't do that. Don't set up unrealistic goals. Don't put so much pressure on your kid to be perfect, because it'll cause them to crack.
Well, we're going to pause right there for today in part one of the message, Training Camp, from Pastor Jeff Shreve's six-lesson series, Modern Family, God's Wisdom for Today's Families. Now, on Wednesday, we'll have part two, when Pastor Jeff will uncover the rest of the six common mistakes that parents make in raising kids. That's next time. Now, all this month, Pastor Jeff has been focusing on helping families learn to lean on their walk with Christ through the trials and tribulations that we all face. No one is immune from that. We're in the series Modern Family now, but earlier this month, we aired lessons from the latest family series called We Are Family. Seven lessons that provide keen biblical insight, truth, and steadfast guideposts for families to pay attention to in their families to stay true to God's Word and flourish with peace and courage, even when life brings struggles. This seven-message series, We Are Family, is our gift of thanks to you for your support to From His Heart this month of any amount. Note that today is also Giving Tuesday across America, a day set aside to encourage support for nonprofit organizations that are positively impacting our land and need the ongoing support to continue to do just that. So if you've become a longtime listener of From His Heart and it's impacted you, and you want to help us continue to do so and even expand this outreach, today would be a great day to consider a special Giving Tuesday gift to From His Heart. It would mean so much for us. And with that gift, we'll send you a copy of We Are Family and I Still Do. So make your Giving Tuesday gift right now at fromhisheart.org or call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. And thank you for being a part of this ministry that is truly impacting many families for Jesus in your hometown and around the world. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on this Giving Tuesday. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting that you'll be right back here on Wednesday when Pastor Jeff will continue the bold and straightforward truth with part two of the lesson, Training Camp. That's next time, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Pastor Jeff Shreve, who believes that no matter how badly you may have messed up in life, God still loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You can find out more about that plan when you go to fromhisheart.org.